Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, a grave misconception which generally prevails amongst Muslims and has in fact taken the form of a belief is the notion that Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam is said to return before the hereafter and before the day of judgment. It is said that it is reported in certain narratives which are found in the basic books of hadith that he will appear before the day of judgment. He will totally decimate the cross. He will kill the pigs. He will abolish the jizya tax, and he will in fact make Islam prevail over the whole wide world. This is what certain narratives say, and on the basis of this, Muslims believe that that Jesus is said to reappear before the day of judgment, and not only this, but he will also make Islam prevail in this world before he departs again. Now there are certain narratives which have actually reported this whole story, this whole tale, and this is an anecdote. And there are certain questions which arise on it, and unless these questions are answered, we cannot absolutely say that this is going to be so. In fact, these questions are so telling, they are so compelling, that there seems to be no answer to them for the moment. And unless there is a convincing answer, we can say that the Quran is absolutely devoid of this. Now, the first thing, as I said, which needs to be understood in this regard is that if Jesus was to return, and if this was something to be a matter of belief for the Muslims, then why is it that the Quran is totally devoid of his mention, of his reappearance? And not only the Quran is not only devoid of this reappearance of Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also find that the first book which is compiled on hadith, which is the Muwatta of Imam Malik, this book also does not mention in any way, in any place, that Jesus is said to return before the day of judgment. So these two questions they stare us in our faces, and they simply warrant an answer. And unless we have a satisfactory answer, we cannot go on and make and start believing in this fact. Not only this, we also find there are some other telling areas, some other places in the Quran, which warrant the fact that had Jesus reappear near the day of judgment, then this mention must have been made at those places, because the way they depict the events, the way they depict the various things that are going to take place, this mention becomes absolutely necessary. Now, there are two places which are very, very important in this regard. The first of them is in Surah Ali Imran, in which the Almighty says, "Inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya wa mutahhiruka min allatheena kafaru wa ja'ilu allatheena tabi'uka fawqa allatheena kafaru ila yawmil qiyamah," which means that God is saying in plain words that I will give you death and lift you to myself, and then cleanse you of the people who have denied you, and then I will make those people who have followed you prevail over those people who have denied you till the day of judgment. So ila yawmil qiyamah are the words, which means that the Almighty has told Jesus while he was departing from this world, while he was giving death in this world by the Almighty, that the Almighty is going to lift him to the heavens. His body is going to be lifted after he's been given death, simply because, as we would gather, that there was a chance that the Jews might mutilate the body and might disfigure it. So the Almighty has given these glad tidings to Jesus that he will lift him up, his body, once he's given death. And then, till the day of judgment, all his followers will reign supreme over all his deniers. Now, here was a very strong indication of the fact that had Jesus to reappear before the day of judgment, then sense and reason demand, then this was the place, then this was the particular verse in which it should have been mentioned that before the appearance of the day of judgment, Jesus was to reappear also. And in other words, this particular area which gives the whole program of Jesus' prophethood, his preaching, and his all-pervasive preaching, it should have mentioned that near the day of judgment, he was to reappear. And we of course find that there is no such mention. Another place which warrants the fact that this reappearance of Jesus should have been mentioned is in Surah Maidah. And now this is the place where a dialogue is cited which would take place between the Almighty and Jesus on the day of judgment. And the Almighty is said to have asked Jesus, when he would be facing him on the day of judgment, that did you direct your people to worship yourself and your mother and make them gods besides God himself? And in reply, Jesus would say that this certainly was not the case. And in during the course of his replies, the words he actually said or will say are to the effect, فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He would say to the Almighty that when you gave me death, you were the one who became their watcher. You watched over them, and I was no longer there. And it sense and reason demand that had the reappearance of Jesus been of the case, then Jesus should have said that not only did I not tell them to not worship me and my mother, and you remained watching over them, you were their protector, and I also went once again to them before the day of judgment and admonished them for their bad behavior and the wrong attitude of regarding me as God or making me God and my mother as God. So again, we find that there is no such mention at this particular place of Surah Maida also. So in a nutshell, we can say that not only the Quran and Hadith are devoid of this mention, we find that there are at least two very clear instances in the Quran which warrant the fact that had Jesus to reappear before the Day of Judgment, then these two places must have clearly said so. We on the other hand find that there is no such mention. They give a whole program of the coming of Jesus, of the messenger of Jesus till the Day of Judgment, and without any mention of the fact that he's going to reappear. And in the second of these instances, we find not only that, but we also find the fact that in his own era of messengerhood, this is to be restricted to his own life. There is no mention of the fact that he is going to return on the day, just before the Day of Judgment, because had this been the case, the dialogue would have been totally different. The dialogue would have certainly said that not only in my first era of messengerhood I had admonished them, or I had told them that you have to worship God alone, but when I went again before the Day of Judgment, I admonished them again for this wrong attitude, because they had made me God and my mother as God, and I totally admonished them and I told them that was a wrong attitude. So we find that there is no such mention, and had Jesus to reappear, then this was the place when this should have been mentioned. And in the absence of this mention, we can say very safely that these are very strong questions which have arisen on the second coming of Jesus. And unless a satisfactory answer is given to them, we simply cannot accept this as a belief. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ